The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. A quick programming note. This is the last opening commodity market report that we will have this year. This particular broadcast returns on January 2nd. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade, the Merc, and in Kansas City. We'll begin in Kansas City with the March wheat, which opened at 509.5, up 1.25 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 505, up 1.75. May, 510, up 2.25. July, 491.5, down 0.5 on the open. March corn opened at 379.5, up 1.75 on the open. May, 386.75, up 3.25. July, 393, up 1.75. September, 378.75, up 1.25. December, 369, up 1. March, 374, unchanged on the open. March oats opened at 273.5, up 3/4 on the open. January soybeans opened at 653.5, up 3.25 on the open. March, 668, up 2.25. May, 680, up 1.25. July, 692, up 1.75. November, 711, up 1.25 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 185, down 20 on the open. March, 189.30, down 10. January soybean oil opened at 28.17, up 7 on the open. March, 28.64, up 6. At the Merc, January feeders open at 98.30, up 5 on the open. March, 96.30, down 10. April, 97.65, down 5. May, 98.95, up 25 on the open. December live cattle open at 87.15, down 15 on the open. February, 89.75, down 12.5. April, 91.70, down 20. June, 88, down 10 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62.75, up 5 on the open. April, 66.05, unchanged. May, 70.90, down 35. June, 73, down 22.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.90, down 65 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
It is a holiday kind of trade today, and it has been for much of the week. The volume relatively thin, many minutes passing without much going on in the pits, so I don't want to make too much of this. But on the other hand, March wheat is making a nice little rally this week.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you've crossed that 10 and 20-day moving average, and those were key numbers and key resistance points that brought in the technical buyers. And some in Chicago think they might have seen some index buying start here early, or some funds that are coming in ahead of the index funds maybe buying after the first of the year. So it has kicked off a little bit of a short covering rally and maybe some new longs getting in too. So we're kind of like you, though, Dave. We don't want to take it to heart too much on the volume, and we've been tracking the volume really closely. It's been kind of thin in the wheat and the beans, but the corn's been pretty decent. And we would probably give the electronic trade the reason for that. We actually saw one specific futures trading company that is sometimes related to the indexes come in and strangle this market yesterday by selling a total of 8,000 March 390 calls and puts, and also another 6,000 February 375 calls and puts. That's pretty big volume for this time of year, and we'd say probably this electronic trade is maybe changing the scheme of things and changing some of the landscape of what we're seeing during the holiday trading, since people can do it away from the pits now so much easier.
So how do you manage your risk when the landscape is beginning to change like it is?
Well, we just look at the flat price. You know, the corn especially, we've seen the March contract high sitting up there at 393. We're still about 10, 12 cents away from that. But yet the December 07 contract high, we're bouncing off of, 370 is that high, I think, and we're within three-quarters of a penny of hitting that again today. So, you know, we'll say to everybody, it doesn't matter whether it's December 22nd or February 10th or whatever day it is, if we get to that 385 level in DSO 7 futures, we'll start getting some cash sales made to cover some of these July calls that we've bought here in this last move lower. So that's kind of how we look at it, is that the electronic trade has brought up the volume. Probably the only thing I would say is that we don't take the electronic trade as seriously in the overnight as we used to, because it seems like it's almost like two different trading sessions and two different groups of people trading in those two different sessions. So in the electronic trade overnight, we watch and see what the support and resistance levels are, what we did on the night. But unless we duplicate and replicate that on the daytime trade, we really kind of throw that out at this point until we get the those two to match up a little bit better.
Explain to us why you think that the wheat is the key for another leg up in the corn market.
Well, the main reason is the feeding side. You know, the Asian feeders and the Southern Plains livestock feeders are no different right now. They are paying a terribly high price historically for corn right now, and they would very much rather ship and move into a wheat buying mindset if you got the wheat price down relative to the corn price. So because the USDA has not really changed their numbers on the demand that much, and we continue to see export weeks in corn of 53 million bushels plus, you're not rationing your export demand right now, Dave. And so that would mean to us that the Asians and the U.S. feed buyers are really looking for a substitute and a replacement for that. And if we could get wheat down to around 75 cents to 80 cents premium to corn, then they would slip into buying more wheat. And those buying programs, when they change from corn to wheat, they usually last several months, not just a couple weeks. They'll keep those rations like that for several months, so it naturally will detract away from the corn buying for the feed side of the equation. So that's one of the many reasons, but there's a lot of currency relationship there with wheat and outside markets with wheat that we associate with being the leader in terms of overall demand and mindset in the world. You know, we've got the most of our competition when it comes to grain sales and exports really is in the wheat, because many countries can grow it, and many countries can grow a surplus and put that up for sale on the export market. And if wheat is tight around the world, then the chances are that the corn and, to a lesser degree, the beans will be too.
A lot of technicians have been keeping a close eye on corn. For example, in that December contract, which you mentioned, bouncing close up to the 370 contract high, tagged it overnight, actually. But they've been kind of wondering whether we're seeing a right-hand shoulder on a head-and-shoulder top. And I guess over the next 3.5 trading sessions before the end of the year, we'll have to keep a close eye on that.
That's right. You really do want to watch that technical formation. You want to clear that technical formation. If you could get the March corn in the front end, which is its high today, is 380. If you could get that through the 380 level with the spreads pretty firm today, which is something we haven't seen that much of this week, that would be a nice thing for the DSO 7 and probably allow us to negate that head and shoulders top formation. If you could get that DSO 7 market up above 375, 378 level, then you would probably be able to negate that head and shoulders top formation as well, or start to really challenge the idea that that's a head and shoulders top. But if you're going to confirm that head and shoulders top, then the first thing you want to look for is a 10-day moving average violation. If we cross through the 10-day moving average in DSO 7 futures, we'd probably look real hard in our own company to look to cover some of those July calls that we bought here recently with some cash sales, so that we make sure we don't get trapped if this is indeed a double top or a head and shoulders top. And we don't think it is fundamentally, but we have a lot of other factors out there coming into the market. And I think the biggest thing that we talked about on the end of the year commodity week that we taped was the government. You know, if there's one reason why producers have to look at selling product, maybe it isn't the near-term fundamentals, but it really is the government. We just don't know what they're going to do.
And very quickly, let's go over to the Merck. We have a cattle on feed report this afternoon. Doesn't appear there should be any surprises in it.
No, and from what we can depict in the Merck, if there's one area in the pits that probably don't have a full staff, it's probably the cattle and hogs right now. It seemed like on yesterday's close, a lot of the folks went ahead and went home for the weekend. So we'll see how they react to the report on the closing wire comments.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice day.
Happy holiday to you, Mike.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at the current live tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 509 and a quarter up one. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 505 up 1 3/4. May, 509 up 1 1/4. March corn, 379 and a half up 1 3/4. May, 386 and 3/4 up 1 1/4. July, 393 up 1 3/4. September, 378 and a half up 1. December, 369 and a quarter up 1 1/4. January beans, 653 up 2 3/4. March, 668 up 2 1/4. May, 681 up 2 1/4. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.